Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Here we are, 5 o'clock Friday hour, so the moist line will be heard, the callers, in about 20 minutes, a little less than that. The keyword at around 5:20, that's your chance to win that inflation bonus cash money. The last word of the week will air here on the John and Ken Show at about 5:20. And John, if you have the stomach for it, we have another chapter in the Harvey Weinstein trial to go through.
Did you read
today's headlines?
Yes, I read those stories. Sure.
We have our censors working hard at cleaning up the language.
Yes.
So we can present the story appropriately.
We've just had difficulty trying to describe these things because Weinstein apparently had his testicles relocated some years ago. So this made the sex
They're still acts. On his body, but they're not right. Yeah, they're not. Normally are.
Right.
And Nancy Pelosi's husband was, of course, assaulted in their home in San Francisco. A hammer attack. He apparently is out of surgery and recovering. It was the skull, his arm, and his hands that they had to repair. We'll give you a little more on that story also coming up this hour.
We have Steve Gregory here. Steve has done a tremendous amount of work recently, and he has all kinds of programming that's going to debut.
He's taking over KFI weekends.
In the next few days.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we got some interesting stuff running.
Yeah, well, thank you. You know what? First of all, though, with the Weinstein thing, any of the scripts on that, you should have Alvin and the Chipmunks read that script.
Oh, gee.
I just was thinking about that, how funny it would be to do that in the Chipmunk voices. I'm sorry. That's where I went.
Yeah. You're going to have a special two-hour documentary that is going to run Sunday from 4 to 6, then Saturday, November 5th, from 6 to 8.
Right.
And this is about fentanyl.
Right.
The whole crisis here.
Deadly pill.
Deadly pill is the name of it.
Did you name it Deadly Pill?
I did.
Very good. I like that.
Thank you.
And this is killing tens of thousands across the country. And kids here in L.A. are overdosing. They're taking random pills that they think is, Adderall or Xanax or something. And it turns out to be fentanyl, and they're either getting near death or they actually die. So what did you find out?
Well, let's get started. I mean, we interviewed a number of people. In fact, on Monday, we have a comprehensive upload of our 12-part series on the podcast side. So you'll have 12 episodes on this program alone, in addition to the two-hour radio show on Sunday and the repeat on next Saturday.
Same
guests, just extended interviews and more content. Yeah, a lot of content we couldn't fit into the radio show.
Come on, John, get with the podcast.
Well, I'm trying to track this. All right, so you got
a lot more out of the podcast.
But this 12-part podcast.
Truncated show we have. Right,
right. Okay.
Right. And then I just want to start out of the chute since you were mentioning the deaths, and that's such a huge issue right now. I hear, Eric, in this cut, Lucas A. This is Jonathan Lucas. He's the medical examiner for Los Angeles County. he granted me an interview, a one-on-one, and we sat and talked a lot about the challenges he's having. And here are his observations.
Nothing in my experience personally or in my knowledge has really swung workload for us. And when I say workload, I mean deaths in the way that the opioids have. It really just has, excluding the pandemic, been the number one. It's really one of the largest public health problems that we have right now, public safety problems.
In 2021 in Los Angeles County, 3,096 overdose deaths.
Yikes.
Yeah. Ooh.
In 1 year?
In 1 year.
Just in the county.
2021, LA Ooh. County. Of those, 1,689 were fentanyl.
Wow.
Yeah. And then you had opioids, which, you know, the other opioids, because fentanyl is part of the opioid family.
Yes.
And that's the other thing, too, you know. And you go ahead, Eric, and tee up Bodner A. But one of the things we learned was talking to Bill Bodner. He's the special agent in charge of the Drug Enforcement Administration, Los Angeles Bureau. And one of the things he really explained was that fentanyl caught everyone by surprise.
The drug cartels, Sinaloa Cartel, Jalisco New Generation Cartel, they are now going to great lengths to make these powerful synthetic drugs look less threatening. The multicolored pills. We're calling it rainbow fentanyl. There's another, you know, Skittles variant or Lucky Charms variant where it's different shapes, different colors. The whole premise of that is attracting a younger demographic, making a drug look less threatening, so people who are new to the drug scene, experiment. Maybe they're just experimenting with drugs for the first time. Maybe they're people that just they're going to go to a party and they're going to take a pill or use a drug recreationally. They're trying to attract that type of drug user to these pills.
And what's interesting is that Bodner talks about the fact that, you know, one thing I did not know was fentanyl was used much like propofol. It's an anesthetic, and it was used in chronic pain management for cancer patients and whatnot. I didn't know it pre-existed. I thought it was something that was just created illicitly, synthetically, a few years ago. He said, no, what has happened is that it caught them off guard. You know, while they're focused on meth and marijuana, fentanyl just came up out of nowhere and just started taking over everything.
Now, I understand the ingredients largely come from China. Mm-hmm. And then they're sent to Mexico,
right,
and they're refined into the pills in Mexico and increasingly here in Southern California, too. And that the Mexican drug cartels have a hammer lock on the market.
Oh, pill mills.
Yeah.
And they got these pill mills that are just cranking it out. They're finding some pill mills now, some smaller operations down in South L.A. And those are direct results of, you know, cartel actions and cartel movements. And then that's why now law enforcement has had to reconfigure their strategy to go after these folks. Because it's not like you can go up in a plane and spot the illegal pot grows.
Yeah.
You know, the pill mills and meth, you know, it's not like meth. You can smell it, you know, a mile away. You can smell the chemicals when you're cooking meth. And you have to do it in remote locations because it's of its volatility.
And oh, I didn't know that. Nature. So that's why they do it in trailers out in the desert.
It's because it's so volatile and it gives off this huge odor. And so fentanyl is almost undetectable completely. You could be making it in, you know, in a back room and no one would ever know about it. And that's another reason why it's such a challenge for law enforcement. So then you heard the story the other day about the folks that or the one man that was trying to smuggle all the fentanyl pills through LAX, you know, and they were hidden in Whoppers boxes, Skittles, and you know, Sweet Tart boxes. And everyone started to panic thinking they were going to be put in Halloween candy. And that's not really the case. What they're doing is it's just they're small pills. They're easy to pack into containers. They were just trying to make the containers blend in, if you will.
Right.
But and when everyone was making a big deal about it, I was talking to Captain Brandon Dean over at LA County Sheriff's. He runs the Narcotics Bureau. He said, Steve, I don't know why everyone's making a big deal about this. He says, that's nothing. We get 2 to 3 times that every day is what we're confiscating. We're seizing that all the time.
Can they do anything without the federal government? It seems like the Mexican drug cartels, they have so many soldiers, they have so much money, they have such a sophisticated operation that extends for thousands of miles. I don't think L.A. County can have a do very much by itself.
Yeah, you know, when I asked them that question, I said, do you think you're making a dent? And they're like, we're trying. Because, again, this just overwhelmed everybody. And then the pandemic didn't help, as you heard Dr. Lucas talk about, the fact that they were dealing with the bodies stacking up from the pandemic. And then all of a sudden they had these bodies stacking up from overdoses, which were precipitated by a lot of mental illness, depression, and things of that nature, and the easy accessibility of fentanyl.
Outside of the people you were talking to, there seems to be a lack of urgency about dealing with fentanyl. Again, going back to the federal government or even the state here, it doesn't seem like people are reacting to the tens of thousands of people that are dying.
The
Biden administration, Congress.
Okay. Well, on that level, but I can tell you on the local level, boots on the ground,
yeah,
it's a huge problem, and they're putting all their resources
right,
in.
But they need help.
Right.
So that's why I don't sense nationally that there's like a sense of urgency to send in.
Here's the thing. You know, they come up with these little fancy titles for campaigns, you know, the war on drugs and things of that nature. But, you know, reality is you've got to stop people's appetite for it. That's really where it starts. You got to stop the appetite for it, for one, then work backwards. But they go after the cartels and the makers just like they do any other illicit drug. And they've already been short on resources. So this came out of nowhere. And then what makes it even worse is, like, look at the teenagers that are overdosing recently here around town.
Well, often they think they're buying something
else.
Yeah,
they think they're buying an opioid, right.
Yeah, or, you know, the concentration, because every individual body physiology reacts to this medication differently. So you might take a small concentration of it, and it's not going to do much to you. It's the same amount to someone else will kill them. And that's the other thing that one of the addiction specialists we interviewed said, it's like Russian roulette. You take it, you have no idea if you're going
to
die or not.
Right, but you have to try to convince people not to take fentanyl. And then convince kids not to take the random pills that get passed around at school. Well, and they do get passed around at all the schools.
And you know where
Adderall's really popular, right? But you don't know if that Adderall
has fentanyl in it.
Has fentanyl.
That's right.
It
could be laced with it.
And what's also extremely challenging for federal agents and the boots on the ground here locally is how easy it is to buy it. You could go on social media right now, and if you know what codes and, you know, kind of what vernacular to look for, you can find someone selling fentanyl and opioids, buy it on your cell phone, and have it delivered in the mail.
What's a parent supposed to do?
That's a great question, and we ask almost all of the experts, we ask at the end, what's your warning for parents? And we put that together in part of one of the podcasts. A lot of it is it's communication with your parent or with your kids and knowing what exactly the activity is on a person's phone. And quit this trying to be your kid's best friend BS and start getting in there and saying, okay, either you're going to either do this or start putting apps on there that control access. You got to get more aggressive.
Yeah. You actually have to risk
parent.
All the unpleasant moments.
you have to parent. Yeah.
Yeah.
What an eye-opener it was with those candy boxes at LAX that were full of fentanyl pills. Wow.
Yeah. And that's just how brazen they are. They're, you know, and that guy, they know who that guy is, by the way. That was a stupid move on his part. Because he shows up with bags of these boxes that all look like they were open and resealed. And TSA was like, this doesn't look right. So they put him over for secondary. He drops the bags and run away. He had a plane ticket. The guy's name's on a plane ticket.
Oh, is that where he ran to catch the flight? Oh, they
no, he ran the other way. Ticket, right? And then, but they already know who he is.
They don't know who he is.
But they're following him so they can find the bigger fish.
Okay, so this is going to be on.
Yeah, this is airing. When is this airing?
Sunday night or Sunday afternoon, 4 to 6. The podcast drops Monday. We'll drop all 12 episodes Monday, and then the radio broadcast will be replayed next Saturday from 6 to 8.
And then you have your Unsolved show on.
Yeah, we've been working on that today for tomorrow night, too, from 8 to 10.
8 to 10, all right.
It's
a busy Steve Gregory weekend here on
KFI. Too bad I don't get paid extra.
All right. Get that in.
Thanks, guys.
All right. That's weekend. Steve Gregory and KFI this weekend. You can hear his specials and then his regular Unsolved show. Coming up next, a chance to win one more time this week with the keyword for some inflation bonus cash. That'll be followed by what else? Friday at 5:20, The Moist Line. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right, well, it's time. Every Friday at around 5:20, we bring out the listeners. They leave messages in two forms. You can use the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, leave a message directly there for John and Ken and The Moist Line, or call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
It's pretty bad, man, when Mexico, you just drive across the border, has cheaper gas than we do, and the power doesn't really go out as much. Mm. Yeah. So maybe we should just caravan our way to Tijuana, see if they'll take us.
They don't have Gavin Newsom.
I don't know if everybody else has trouble with this, but every election, I have trouble getting information on judges.
So my advice to everybody is take a look at who appointed the judge. That'll give you an idea if they are pro-criminal or pro-law and order.
No, no public defense.
Hey, John, I did a little calculation. The yield from cattle, in terms of meat, is about 500 pounds. Now, considering I'm assuming you've eaten at least 1 pound of meat over the last 40 years, you would have consumed about 29.2 cattle.
I'm sick and tired of Gavin always talking about how the oil companies are gouging us, you know? Where can I find that proof? Show me that proof. I'm sick and tired of words.
With the recycling being such a failure, which we all knew, where is all the money going collected at the register for the CRV?
That's right.
Try Gingers when you'll try anything.
If Beyond Meat is called Beyond Meat because it is not meat, and some of the beef I eat says grass-fed, wouldn't Beyond Meat be fertilizer-fed? So does that mean you're eating a sandwich?
I gotta love this rebate back from whatever the hell his name is, Newsom. It's like, really? $300? And how much do I pay in taxes every year?
John, don't ever mention you naked in the basement for 2 days again. That's not a newsworthy story, nor does anyone want to have that image burned in their brain.
Build regular housing, like the average median price housing, so that some people can move into it, and then that'll allow the older real estate stock for poorer people to move into that.
Hey, John, don't worry about that mountain lion. You probably taste like anyways. It would just spit you back out.
I recall there was an initial recall Gascon petition, and it stopped, and they said they were going to throw those out, anything that was received. And then they said everybody had to re-sign a petition. Doesn't that smell of, well, no, we have two petitions from the same person now. That's, I think, what happened.
I was raised on a large farm and have skinned many an animal. It would be impossible to skin an animal while it was alive just for the sheer fact that you don't want to poke holes in the leather and therefore damage the skin.
I'm surprised that you're letting this woman off the hook. She mentioned that the reason why it needs to be in-house is so that you can prove who you are and how old you are. Aren't they against that for voting?
I disagree with Deborah Mark on about 99.9% of everything she says. However, she's right on this. It's not the dog or the type of dog. It's the people who trained that dog to be mean.
These people are trying to get rid of Alex Padilla, a sheriff. They're all mad at him because he's the ones that tells them to their face what the hell their problem is. And he's the only one trying to clean up this city. As far as I'm concerned, he should be mayor.
When you start your debate, your first question, you start with, good night.
Good night.
I don't know. I don't know how anybody can be supporting Fetterman.
Think about this. If you put in a solar panel and a windmill at your house today, 25 years from now, those will have to be removed because they'll worn out their lives and they'll be toxic waste. So where are you going to put the toxic waste from your solar panels and windmills?
This LA County or LA City Council stuff just shows the hypocrisy of what is going on in politics. Imagine if this was a conservative or if these were Republicans or white men. Imagine the outcry from all over the country.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
Yeah, you know, we did that story a few weeks ago that they have a little trouble with the disposal of the solar panels.
Oh, it's going to be a huge problem. And same thing with the electric car batteries.
I read
a story just last week that there has been no public discussion on the massive problems that the electric car changeover is going to cause the environment.
Right.
From mining to the amount of fossil fuels you have to burn just to create the batteries. You've got to drive those cars for years to offset the
man. Yeah, you're just a naysayer and a doomslayer.
Well, no, they don't discuss this. It's true. They absolutely are like everything else, they're covering it up. It's a huge environmental price to go with electric vehicles. Eventually it'll all come out though.
It was quite a cast of Moistline callers. There'll be more of them coming up to end the show. Next, we'll give you an update on the wild Harvey Weinstein trial that's going on in Los Angeles Superior Court this week. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each individual. And for organizations, LHH provides consultative support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com today.
Sticky notes, email alerts, a string around your finger. They're just not big enough.
So here's a big reminder from the California Lottery. Tomorrow's Mega Millions jackpot is over 175 million.
Whew.
Play now. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player client.
They're calling him a radical nudist. This is the man that hammered Paul Pelosi at the Pelosi home in San Francisco. There's some new information about this woman that he was hooked up with, the nudist Gypsy Taub, the Russian woman.
Yeah.
Apparently she and the attacker were together for a while and part of a nudist activist group in San Francisco. She apparently got in trouble because her real name is Oxane, O-X-A-N-E. She was convicted of more than 20 charges after stalking a 14-year-old boy she became fixated on and attempted to kidnap.
Yeah. Does that surprise you that some weird nudist woman would be attracted to young teenage boys? I think all the nudists are perverts. I think there's something damaged and screwed up in their sexuality. Because so, it's not natural to run around nude all the time and then insist that everybody accept it. That's there's something else going on there.
The man in question here is named DePape. He's the attacker against Paul Pelosi, and he was very close to Gypsy Taub, although Gypsy Taub eventually married a different man in a naked wedding. The attacker was the best man in the wedding, his name. Right.
Yeah, and he wore underwear to whack Paul Pelosi.
David DePape.
Yeah. Yeah, he was wearing underwear, so maybe he was just didn't totally buy into the nudity.
But it's an odd combination of right-wing conspiracy theories. But then, you know, he makes jewelry out of hemp. He's hanging out with the nudists in Berkeley.
Yeah.
That is really a strange. Like you said, you can't pinpoint anybody.
No, you
today,
can't.
The Harvey Weinstein trial that's going on here in Los Angeles County today and yesterday, too, had a witness named Ashley M. Ashley M. is not a Jane Doe. She's not one of the four accusers, who, by the way, we can't wait. Include Gavin Newsom's wife. She will be Jane Doe number four when it's her turn to testify. Ashley M. is one of these pattern of behavior witnesses. So they got to introduce a couple of them into the trial.
Did you did you see they moved Weinstein's testicles again?
I did not. Where are they now?
On his forehead. He came in the courtroom today.
Might be a little... No, they're inside his forehead.
No.
You asked about the thigh, whether they were outside or inside.
They were fastened right to the front. That's the video I saw.
Happy Halloween. this woman said she was a trained ballerina, 22 years old, and she was going to work on the Dirty Dancing sequel. It was called Havana Nights. Weinstein approached her as she was about to film a ballroom scene and wanted to have a private conversation with her and said, how about a naked massage? And don't worry about it. Look at Gwyneth Paltrow and what it did for her career. Oh, boy. Dragged her into this. Jeez.
You think that's true?
She did Weinstein movies. I know that, but I don't know their relationship. Ashley M. said she rebuffed his advances. She was relieved when a break was called for dinner because she thought she'd be able to avoid further contact. But when she returned from dinner, Weinstein was waiting for her, along with his assistant, a woman named Bonnie Hung.
Boy.
Good name.
And this woman's a monster.
Yeah. Weinstein became very aggressive, told her to get in the limo with Hung. I gave Hung a look, and I said, can you help me with my eyes? And she said, don't worry, I'll be with you the entire time. He just wants to talk about the projects. Well, you can imagine what happened when the limo stopped at a hotel. Ms. Hung disappears, and she's stuck with Weinstein. They went to the hotel, but she realized she was going to not a meeting room, but a private room. And when we went in the room, Bonnie shut the door behind us and left.
Yeah.
And then he got aggressive and
did unspeakable things.
John's word unspeakable.
That's right. Well,
he said, well, this won't be like we're having sex. It's just naked cuddling is how he described it. But eventually, yes, he did unspeakable things with his forehead.
God. You know, and you know what I love is that during the height of the Me Too hysteria and everybody was carrying on about how horrible guys are, and a lot of guys are really horrible, but there was not too much discussion about all the female enablers that surround Weinstein and all these other guys. Weinstein had a group of women that acted, well, the way Epstein had Ghislaine Maxwell. They almost acted like pimps. Collecting these actresses.
Guiding. It was a good job. They made a lot of money. All they had to do was keep their mouths shut and escort the women in.
Yeah. Escort them into the office.
And in some cases, assure the women. That's really sad.
Well, I know. And then this woman here, Ashley, she had to share a ride with Bonnie Hung.
Right.
But they didn't speak to each other. And you see, that's the moment where
that's a tip off.
She probably should have leapt across the limousine and grabbed her by the hair and said, "You knew what was going to happen. You led me to slaughter there." But everybody wants to be famous. You know, it's worth being degraded sexually, having your body degraded. But what's with the women? What's with the women? They're so desperate to have their careers in proximity to Harvey Weinstein as they bring other women.
They do his sex assault bidding.
Yeah,
right.
it's really
tee the women up for him.
Yeah, that's especially sick.
Now, a judge has told the jury, they just concluded their first week of testimony, not to watch a trailer that's coming out. It is a movie called She Said. You know what this is? It's a Universal movie about the events surrounding the New York Times investigation of Weinstein that led to the 2017 expose and the start of the Me Too movement. This movie's getting a lot of buzz. It stars Carey Mulligan as one of the reporters and Zoe Kazan as the other reporter, two women who are at the center of the investigation. It won't have its world premiere it had its world premiere earlier this month, but it won't be
I wonder if it'll have
carpet till November 4th.
The scenes of the editors caving in or the TV producers caving in to Weinstein's bellowing. Because he would call up and threaten.
Oh, yeah, he tried to get him to squash the story, didn't he?
Well, yeah, threatened to pull the movie advertising.
Oh.
You know, and so TV producers or editors or Simon people, they'd all back off.
Oh, I see.
Like the New York Times spent a lot of money on, or actually made a lot of money on Weinstein, because he'd have these high-end prestige movies, and especially around Oscar time, he would put out all the advertising trying to drum up Academy Awards support,
right,
and heavy advertising in the LA Times and the New York Times. So when it came time to return the favor, imagine getting that call from Weinstein. He's bellowing and blustering at you and threatening you. And you're thinking, I can't blow all this money. The hell with these women. That's why the story was suppressed for so long.
And what was
all the cowardly men and women at these newspapers, these journalists, these phonies.
What was Gloria Allred's daughter up to? Lisa, what's her name?
Lisa Bloom. She was working
for
Weinstein.
Trying to tamp down the stories or something.
Right, yeah, yeah. Trying to talk some of the witnesses down.
All right, we're almost done. But before we leave and go out the door, we will bring you round two of the Moist Line as soon as we return. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. On the front of KFIAM640.com, the webpage, is a link to our voter guide. So people are starting to vote. John, early voting, I think, starts this weekend. I'm sure you're going to be running right in there.
Well, hey, look, isn't the Fetterman situation an example of what I'm talking about?
Oh, to wait, yeah.
To wait a little bit?
Yeah.
Find out if your candidate has all his faculties or not?
I think we all knew that. It was just a matter of seeing it.
Ourselves
in the debate, but
it was downplayed so much. I don't think most people realized how bad it was.
One other bit coming from the Paul Pelosi story. He was attacked, of course, early this morning by an intruder in the couple's San Francisco home. It looks like he was able to make what they're calling a covert 911 call. So I'm guessing that as soon as he heard the smashing glass, because this guy smashed his way into the home with a sliding glass door in the back of the house, that he realized this isn't good and probably had a chance to, because they got there very quickly. And as we now know, the two were fighting over the hammer. And then as the cops moved in, the attacker smashed Pelosi with the hammer.
When you hear your like front door get smashed in, and I can't believe they didn't have something more secure than that, especially since their house entrance is at street level, right? I find that really weird. But wouldn't you barricade yourself somewhere, hide somewhere? Would you go down and challenge the guy in the kitchen? I mean, you're 82 years old, and it's 2:30 in the morning, so you're probably really groggy.
Maybe he just went to see what was the matter, but he called 911 first just in case. I don't know.
I've thought about this, and you don't go down and confront the crazy guy because you don't know what he's got.
Maybe the guy came to him.
Well,
looking throughout the house for everybody.
Yeah,
I wonder, somewhere.
I'd like to.
You need a safe room, John. You need a panic room. All right, let's wrap it up with another round of the voice line. You leave messages. It's pretty simple, and they're reviewed by our technical director, Eric Sklar, and you might make it onto the show. You can leave it through the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon. The toll-free number is 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Hey, John, if you think it's so great in other states and you don't mind missing the beach, dude, lead the way. You should be the first to go.
The biggest issue with people leaving the state, and as you said, they are the working people, is that we're losing our tax base. But Newsom wants to keep spending more by taxing those who are working who remain here.
Keep voting
it
for
sucks.
Him. Keep
I
voting
worked,
for
him. Kmart Garden Center, and there's this woman that came in. She never bathed. I swear to God, it smelled like a dead coyote.
I actually had to look up some of the words that Dippity Doo Gruesome used. I couldn't believe my ears. That guy just, all he does is ramble, ramble, ramble.
The problem is they're not progressives, they're regressives now.
Well, how low can we go? For the moment, forget about the test scores and Gavin Newsom. Let's talk about the low scores that some of the judges deserve here in Los Angeles, especially federal judges.
For some reason, especially middle school and high school kids have become much more apathetic. So have their parents. They don't seem to care about their work. They don't seem to have any pride in their work. And it ain't getting better. This has been going on way before COVID. The only way to fix it is to get out of California.
Why is Kamala Harris still even talking when she's high out of her mind? Or Karen Bass. And so am I. But I'm enjoying it.
Always know that as long as you're smiling, you are flying.
How many of these hypocritical, democratic, super woke, performative jerks that live in the city with us are not willing to vote for Caruso because he's a billionaire, but gladly shop at the Grove and the Americana because it's nice? Don't they understand they're literally enriching him, but they won't vote for him? It doesn't make sense.
Hey, all you knuckleheads that signed the petition to recall Newsom, now is your chance. Vote him out now.
You have to be a to vote for Karen Bass.
If you're in a lockdown because of a mountain lion, does that mean you lock the doors in case the mountain lion tries to open one of them?
You know, when you're talking about those city council members, you keep saying racist remarks. It's the voter suppression that's a felony.
When I hear Kamala Harris talk about electric school buses, it's clear she didn't get to where she's at based on her intelligence or knowledge of a variety of subjects.
Kanye West. We've known he's been crazy since 2009 when he interrupted Taylor Swift receiving her award. Why do people put this guy on a pedestal? He's crazy. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Ken said that he forgot that the Republican candidate for governor of New York, Lee Zeldin, was attacked on stage. Could you imagine ever forgetting the candidate for the left being attacked on stage? No. The media would never let it go.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Another round of the Moist Line. You can leave a message with the iHeartRadio app, or you can, of course, call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86.
The guy's right, though. You know, I constantly hear this thing. It's like, why would he do that? Why would Kanye West do that? Why would this nut hit Paul Pelosi with a hammer? People just, like, don't accept insanity, craziness, bad brains. It's weird. They keep thinking there's a logical reason. There must be a motive for this. Say, no, there's no motive.
No.
Crazy people have weird impulses. They blurt out bizarre things. Brain doesn't work right.
I know. The search for a motive, especially like with these killers and shooters, and it's like, but, you know, it's like everything else. As soon as we hear about one of these stories now, everybody wants to dig into, well, who did it and what are they about? They don't really think much about the victims. They just want to know about the shooter or the attacker. And...
Right. Well, like, because there's always an interesting story, right? Yeah. Like today, who knew this guy was, part of some kind of nudist clan?
This one is
all these whack
this
jobs.
This is a keeper for all time.
Yeah, I know. I was like,
he combines all sorts of crazy aspects of life that I didn't think it would come together in one person.
You read his background for like 30 seconds. It's like, well, of course he was running around waving a hammer. Like, what else do you think he'd be doing?
All right, we'll cover the more of the craziness on Monday. Neil Saavedra is going to be in for Conway coming up next.
John and Ken Show. And Crozier has the news, KFI, KOST, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.